The Minister of Justice and Attorney General, Dr. Benjamin Kumburu, says legally it is not wrong to issue payment of a debt based on the ruling of a court of law. He says the case of the 94 million judgment debt owed construction pioneer CP was arrived at after deliberations at the International Court of Arbitration. He told the Public Accounts Committee that since government had submitted itself to the jurisdiction of the International Court, it was imperative that the country carry out the ruling of the court.
Legally speaking, the processes that led to the settlement, I agree with. That is what you want, because we are bound, even under Article 73 of our Constitution, in our international transactions, to respect public international law. As a legal question here, Honorable Respectful Chairman, the legal basis for going into the settlement is one thing, and I can answer definitively that is there a legal basis for the settlement? And I said yes, based on Article 28(6)(8) of the ICC rules and Article 73 of Ghana's 1992 Constitution, there is a legal basis. Please, Honorable Chairman, I am taking this matter a bit more seriously because of the implications. If the government of Ghana submits itself to an international arbitration bound by rules, as Attorney General, I am bound to respect.
The Attorney General said out of the 94 million euros that was finally arrived at, 14 million of the amount was paid on January 6, 2009. He said the first installment of the remaining amount was due in March this year. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe, informed the committee of the procedures involved in such payments.
The procedure for making payments out of public accounts is that it's covered by budget provisions that are made, you know, and to the extent that they are covered in the appropriation that is approved by Parliament, payments will be effected. I think the Honorable Attorney General was making a point, you know, that once you have a legal, once the Parliament say has approved a budget, which budget may include provisions specific, you know, for estimates for payments or general provisions for payments, then there's a legal authority to effect payments. The matter of payment, as we, you know, rightly pointed out, if you decide to elevate and receive to the level of cabinet, it's administrative. But legally speaking, once you have an order from the court, you are obliged to pay.
Deputy Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Seth Tekpe.